Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, we've seen wheat prices continue to go up. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've had a $1.50 price increase from early February in the wheat prices. And I think the underlying factors, the first thing is the tight wheat stocks. So you got hard red winter wheat stocks about 28% below the five-year average on ending stocks. You've got total wheat, well above 20% below average on the stocks. Then you've got dry conditions throughout the hard red winter wheat area. You're hearing more and more about the potential drought. We do have, a moderate drought throughout Oklahoma, and it keeps moving east. A report came out this week that there's probably going to be less soft red winter wheat acres than earlier expected. And then you can look at Australia. There's some concern about the April plantings, coming up plantings for wheat, the planting conditions in Australia. And then you got the problems in Ukraine, not necessarily the political problems, but they've got some problems with their wheat crop also. And so I think you keep adding these things up with tight stocks, and the market's starting to get nervous.
So then what price levels are you watching?
Well, on that July contract on Kansas City, I'm watching $7.50. That's a key issue, a key point there. If it's above that, and if it stays above it, then we'll run up to $7.76, somewhere in that level. $8. If we can pop $8, then you're going into the upper limit. But right now, we got, if we keep going next week, then we got the potential of maybe hitting $8 for that. And if we do, I think producers are to take some of that.
And some other news, we have the Allendale Crop Survey that's come out. Give us that picture.
Yeah, Allendale surveys producers once a year for corn and beans and wheat on their planted acres. You can look at corn, USDA, and for 2013, 4 million acres. The Ag Forum of USDA was 92 million, so down, over 5 million acres. Allendale came in at 92.35, slightly higher than the forum, but, over 3 million acres below last year. You look at all wheat, 56.2 million acres last year. Allendale, our USDA Ag Forum, at 55.5 million acres, and the Allendale survey at 55.3. That's about 800,000 below last year. Winter wheat, 43 million plus. Allendale at 41.9. 1.2 million below last year. And that supports, what we've seen, the concern with wheat production in the United States.
And then what does this mean as a result for prices?
Well, I think the number one story, or the number one thing we should learn from this, is as stocks go down, as our potential harvest goes down, prices go up. Producers tend to worry about, should I take advantage of today's price? Yeah, I'll probably, just so you can sleep at night. But if your production's lower, price is going to be higher. If the prices are lower, that means you're producing more, and they offset one another. Relax. The market's going to work, and it's going to be based on how much we produce.
Great advice, Kim. Always great to see you. Thanks a lot, Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.